We have Chicken Leather on the phone with a report about voting.
DJ Chicken Leather here.
Chicken Leather, you are on the air.
I finally got to my polling place. It took a bit of time to find it. Apparently, there's been so much work, and I wasn't the only one that had to face either the idea that I'd have to vote provincially, which is something that I think some of your viewers don't know about. What that means is if you don't find your polling place, you go to the polling place that you thought was yours, you make a ballot, and you say, I'm voting provincially. What that means is they'll verify who you are and that you haven't voted in your district, had you found it, and then they submit that vote as a vote, but it becomes under scrutiny. And I wasn't the only one. There seemed to be a few more people, as you know, in the Beverly Kingsley area, which Kill Radio is located. There have been a number of schools where they used to have voting, but now I guess with some of the stringent laws being enforced about ID and whether adults or let's just say they want to keep the adults and the children separate. And in the past, they never found that a problem, but I guess this is in lieu of having visitors on things and outbreaks of, so to speak, other activity that we won't go into right now. But needless to say, I voted in a foyer of a hotel that I finally did find my voting place. But it always seems that, that you're voting at the last minute and you're looking for the paperwork or some endorsement, or if you're like me, I've had literally 2 to 3 phone calls a night, all pre-recorded, mind you, from some luminaries, including Clint Eastwood, Al Gore, and of course, my favorite, your favorite, the mayor of Los Angeles. So it's been...
it's always nice to hear from him.
Yes. It's funny because I've been calling to get a hold of him, and he never returns my calls, but here he is calling me about propositions. So I would urge that if anybody hears this, you'll notice that I haven't had any recommendations or any kind of endorsements or any kind of candidates, or I haven't talked about anybody that is running, because... we at Kill Radio, I don't know if you've gone into it, we'd like you to still go out and vote if you haven't voted. There's still 2 hours by my watch, and in some areas 2 to 3 more hours because of some of the snafus that happened this morning in terms of voting machines not working. And I know myself, I wasn't really expecting a long line, but it was at least 10 to 15 minutes before I got to a polling thing, and they had in fact run out of the envelopes that usually conceal how you voted, so the actual person ripping them, but now I don't think they even care. They just say, oh, just rip it and put it in yourself. In fact, that's how I think they ensure that it's a secret ballot, so to speak, that the person that's taking these things, it's actually you that's putting them in the box this time, which was a new procedure for me. Other than that, Kill Radio, I know the people that do that are going to be coming up with their big election special.
Yes, that's coming up soon.
20-some minutes, so I'm going to let you go and get back to your news there.
Well, just real quick, though, when you finally did get through all the nonsense and were able to vote, was it did it go more or less smoothly? Like, do you feel like your vote was counted?
It did go smoothly. I do something that I'm going to pass on a secret. I usually find my voter's guidebook that gets lost in the mail. I go through my mail a day or two before, so I went through my mail yesterday.
So you actually thought about what you were voting for.
And I went through it, and what I do is I take all the flyers and circulars and I pile them up, and then I go through a couple of guides. Times has an endorsement guide. I never really follow that one. The Weekly has an endorsement guide. Sometimes I consult that only because the Weekly tends to discuss the grassroots issues a little more. Then I usually, on some of the issues, I have to weigh some of my friends at Kill Radio. Specifically, I don't think it's any secret that Dave Rockello votes green a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He usually has about 40 endorsements that he calls me on. And I do get phone calls from people around town that say, hey, how are you going to vote on this issue and stuff? And we discuss it for a little bit. So it's not like I'm totally in the dark, and I try to catch some of the, like this not this last weekend, but the weekend before, they had a couple of races, a couple of the candidates on. I know that they had all the attorney generals on one of the news programs on the NBC affiliate here in Los Angeles, which is kind of unique because I actually have been seeing more political stuff on NBC and, of all places, Fox News. They did a big roundup on a couple of issues yesterday. In fact, they did a whole almost 15 to 20 minutes, which is pretty unheard of covering an issue on Fox, about 87, and they had both pro and con. And I thought it was probably their attempt at fairness, fair and balance, which is kind of unique for Fox. But
did you just say fair and balance and Fox and
Sanders? Yeah, I don't think I can say that in the same sentence without being shot. I think it's the old school that are at Fox, and apparently, if anybody knows this, before Rupert Murdoch took over, there was something of a balance on KTTV, which became the Fox network in Los Angeles area, Channel 11. Before they moved out to, I guess, the west side. There was something of a balance, and these reporters were kind of left to their own kind of decision. But I hadn't seen it until this last election. So I think they figured, well, you know, there's a lot of people that are protesting some of these things, and they're looking at it as a referendum against the Republicans and what have you. And in fact, there are some reports that are being broadcast now on the news about how the seats are going in the East, because obviously the polls are closed there and they're projecting on a couple of national sections about how in fact they think the House and the Senate will be going. But as stated before, if you haven't voted, please go out. And then later on this evening, I guess we're going to talk about it for a while. I know Concee might come in and do a little thing. Or who is it, really? I never know because I haven't read that list now. Is it Lost in Paradise or is it Concee, or is it going to be like versus Concee and your vote is going to decide who's there, right?
I think they've agreed to share the space.
Now see, if only there could be some partisanship like that in the Senate, you know, share the issues and work out the issues between them. But on a brighter note, you can always win with Kill Radio. We'd ask you to contribute, and I'm sure John has asked you to contribute, and maybe click over to one of the PayPal services or Gmail. You can contribute right to our illustrious funds there, and we're going to keep reporting for you. I'm going to get out a little bit right now. I know that one great thing that everybody wins on is Amoeba, who has helped us in the past. They're actually, if you go vote and you can prove you vote, they're giving you $2 off on any used item over $5 or $6. So
yeah, I was actually there today, and that that will last for the whole week. If you come to them with your sticker, they'll give you $2 off.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I don't have to rush over tonight, and I can actually get some work done around here.
I actually killed a guy on the way over here and took his sticker, so I get $4 off.
Well, we're not advocating killing anybody at Kill Radio, even though that sounds like a no-brainer for us. One thing I would add is that there are some issues that will affect you in the future, if not at the present financially, at least morally or spiritually, and I would ask you to read over, as I said, The Weekly did a nice endorsement thing. It was the one with, I think, Jennifer Finch on the cover. She had a big opening on Saturday night we didn't get to because we were down at yet another good event at the not a cornfield now called the Farm Lab. They're still doing some things, and they had, in fact, the Very Be Careful there, and we announced it on the air. And we'll actually be highlighting some of their music again next week. We got in on Sunday, played a few things before we headed out to the South Central Farm. It seems that all the farms were available on Saturday, and we look forward to seeing more of them and stuff. And there's all sorts of art openings and things, and we'll go over that again on later on. But as I said, one last time before I get off the air, please vote. And if you don't vote, you're the only one to blame for that, okay?
Thanks, Chicken Leather.
All right, peace.
Take care.